There's no way I can deny that the weather for playing golf in the Hinch today looks dreadful. I'm in Cork. I'm right next to Mahon Point, and there's a big flood on the road in front of me. A big, huge puddle. There's been continuous rain for ages now. And I'm meant to drive off to West Clare. Now, West Clare is hardly the driest part of Ireland. But I'm meant to go to West Clare in search of a piece of sandy soil and play golf with three other guys who are crazy. So, yeah, no amount of positivity, Zen Buddhist or Taoist thinking or the power of positive thought, or even the very friendly thought that there's no such thing as bad weather, only inappropriate clothing. None of this can actually shield me from the disappointment, anger, that the gods should smile so unfavorably on our enterprise today. We have planned this trip to this unique golf event, which we call the La Hinch Challenge. We've planned it for months. Planned it so much so that I even turned down an opportunity to go to the Dublin Web Summit because of the, excuse me, prior commitment. So I'm railing against the gods in the spirit of Odysseus and in the spirit of Achilles, and in fact more in the spirit of Achilles than anybody else, after the death of his great friend in the hands of was it Hector or was it Paris? Forgive me, my knowledge is wonky at the moment. I'm so distracted by this bloody rain pouring down. So what am I going to do? Well, first of all, I'm definitely going to carry on going through the rain, because you just never know with the west of Ireland, and especially La Hinch, which has got a bay, and over the horizon or around the head of the bay comes a clearing when you least expect it. So that's on. The next thing is that the golf course in La Hinch can soak up an awful lot of rain. There's a lot of sand underneath it, so it's not like a clay-based course where you would have no chance. So there is a chance in La Hinch that we'll be able to play. And finally, I've got a fallback plan. The fallback plan is I've got to bring some games so that we can still have a challenge. So the question in my mind is, what'll I bring? Chess is only good for two people. We could have a four ball, two sides, playing chess against each other, I suppose. Go is a game for two players. Similarly, I suppose we could have two teams. Mahjong is the ideal game because there'd be four players and we'd be able to play the Wall of China. And in this day and age when we all need to clue into Chinese culture and Chinese ways, perhaps Mahjong is the game to bring. The only problem is that I learned how to play Mahjong in France back in the 1960s, and I haven't really played it since then, and I learned to play it in French, so I hardly know the names of all the pieces in English. So, and also, I really have to own up to saying that I can barely remember the rules. And that really means that I can remember about one rule, which means that you make four walls to begin with. So anyway, that's... we're probably better playing cards, actually. Poker is probably the ideal game for us to play if the golf falls through. But I do have a golfing umbrella, a big one. I do have a golf waterproof top and waterproof trousers, and I've got shoes that I hope are still waterproof. And frankly, there's only a certain amount of water that can enter into your system in the course of a game of golf. So whatever you do, you can come off the course and get into a hot shower and change into fresh socks, and you're sorted. So the other thing is that tonight in La Hinch, I'm going to take all these people to Flanagan's Bar, and I love Flanagan's Bar. In fact, I'm going to take them to two bars. I'm going to take them to Flanagan's Bar, which is where my friend, a bit strong to use the word because that's a bit presumptuous, but certainly a man I like a lot, called Olin, runs Flanagan's Bar in La Hinch. But I'm certainly going to take him to Mr. Frawley's. Now, Mr. Frawley's was the first place I did an audio boo that got picked up as a featured boo by Audio Boo from. I remember well standing outside Mr. Frawley's bar in La Hinch on a day when it was shut, wondering about Mr. Frawley, who must now be into his 90s and who's a remarkable character, runs a remarkable little place. So if you're interested in Lahinch, you've got to be interested in Mr. Frawley's bar. So that's it, folks. I'm making the best of it. This has been planned for a long time. There's no way this feckin' crowd of gods are going to rain on us today and keep us from having a good time. The bigger picture was I'm in this in order to enjoy time and company with other humans. So golf is a means to an end rather than the end in itself. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Have a great day.